Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The headlines have been blaring out economic forecasts about the future based on decisions made now and in the recent past. As with the pandemic, it is not so much that we are in the same boat, but the same storm, because the economic forecasts relating to high interest rates or predictions of slowing economies affect us in different ways. To complicate things, the analogy of the storm isn't perfect because much of our economic weather is generated by people. And so welcome to politics and power and other things. We go to the doctor for a medical checkup and some tests are run and we get the results. Personal to us, but framed against what is regarded as normal or healthy. We assess the results accordingly, and this determines, or doesn't, our subsequent behaviour. Perhaps career guidance when at school can be seen similarly, forecasting a life that contributes well to the individual and society, a personal good and the common good. I'm not sure how such guidance works in detail these days, if it be true that many of the jobs our youth will do have not yet been invented. Perhaps career guidance is more about the skill acquisition rather than a specific occupation. But the logic remains the same, forecasting for the future to have as good a one as possible. I imagine most of us have heard, red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Whether you plan your activities or what you wear accordingly is another matter, but the idea of looking round at the environmental signs for clues for the future is common. Jesus mentioned this very thing in Matthew chapter 16, right at the beginning, in his challenge to the scribes and the Pharisees. We can learn to read the world in many ways, make forecasts, and then seek the best outcome, but we can seem so small in the big scheme of things that life can seem precarious at best and meaningless at worst. Such a thought can come to us at any time, but perhaps more so when holding babies and wondering what the world will be like for them, or when attending a funeral, and each of them toll a bell about our future as we focus on the deceased and those who mourn. Such sentiments and thoughts are found in all societies of all times. They are part of our human condition, and there are answers everywhere, forecasts galore about how to live well. Christians in their first centuries faced ostracism because they refused to follow the forecasts that the world was used to in how to behave in all sorts of ways, about all sorts of things, and how to weather the storms that people face. In fact, the world took offence at them and in time became threatened by them. Of course, in this world, the ultimate threat or deterrent is death. But what do you do with people for whom death is no longer the ultimate threat? With people who live with a perspective that this world is the only world we have, yes, but that our living goes beyond this world. That was the dynamic the world faced with Jesus and then his followers. What is the forecast if someone breaks the power of death? Someone busts out of the grave and you can't put him back in the tomb. Welcome to worship, to each divine service, where people meet the risen Lord of the Church who comes to serve. And also to the end of the church year and to observances such as All Saints Day on the 1st of November, where the big perspective is remembered. We can be so focused on the weather, the economy and our health that we keep looking down. But with Jesus, we can have a much bigger perspective because with Jesus, everything, even the stuff that comes in the storms, is about life and living. Yes, even our death and dying are really about life and living. Such a forecast can definitely shape how we get through each day with hope, confidence, and joy. Let us pray. Merciful Saviour, you have taught us that those who believe in you will not be condemned, but have already passed from death to life. Give us faith in your forgiveness, so that we fearlessly wait for the time when you set us completely free. And while we wait, guide us to live life to the full in confidence and in service. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.